Tēnā koutou katoa, ngā mihi nui kia koutou. Claire, thank you very much for introducing me to the session, and can I thank you for the invitation to be here. Can I, first of all, acknowledge Nick Sherry, as politicians do. I might use the accent too. I think in the Anzac spirit, you coming across the Tasman to discuss some of these very important issues is great, so thank you for your attendance. I've really enjoyed the conversation that I've heard in the last 10 minutes. So what I might do is cover off some of the speaking points that I definitely want to cover off, whiz through that, and then leave as much time as possible for questions, because there were some discussions that were just about to start that I think I'm very interested in getting some feedback from the room. Of course, not wanting to preempt anything that's going to be happening as part of the CFFC's review. But obviously helping Kiwis plan for their retirement is key to their lifelong wellbeing. That's what you're here to talk about today. And our government fundamentally wants to make sure that all New Zealanders have both choices and flexibility in their retirement. As you know though, unfortunately that can't always happen, and there are some factors that prevent New Zealanders realising these goals and causes them financial stress. As a government, we are tackling many of the issues that contribute to the financial stress and hardship that a lot of Kiwi families have. Measures such as lifting wages, the Families Package, the Best Start Package, the Winter Energy Payment, and tackling debt spirals, as you mentioned, Claire, will have a direct impact on the financial capability of New Zealanders. And part of our plan in reducing inequalities is to build a strong and inclusive economy that delivers for all New Zealanders by growing and sharing our prosperity more fairly. As Minister of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, I want to make sure that New Zealanders are making well-informed well-informed decisions, and they're equipped with the best tools to navigate all the financial decisions that may come their way, both big and small. To realise this, we need to ensure that the policy settings that you are talking about today are right, so that all New Zealanders have the best opportunities available to them. As you're well aware, the CFSC is kicking off the review of retirement income policies, and the review is a way to make real improvements to New Zealand's retirement policies. It's a chance to prod and ask the questions in the best long-term interests of New Zealanders. And importantly, and I've got a sense of this already, it's also an opportunity to make policymakers uncomfortable, to make sure that you're asking questions that need to be asked, that sometimes politicians don't want to be asked. And I think that's a really important part of the review. The terms of reference have been released, and while there's some continuity from 2016, there are some unique elements in the 2019 review that reflect the government's priorities around wellbeing and fairness. And the point of differences in this round is the focus on specific intergenerational issues that cause inequity. And in particular, we're looking at how to improve retirement policy for vulnerable and low-income families, adapting policy to reflect the changes in which New Zealanders are working, and the effect of declining rates of home ownership and housing inequalities. Other issues such as fees, ethical investment, KiwiSaver funds, fiscal sustainability, and other superannuation settings are obviously also included. But today I want to in particular talk about the three points that I mentioned around vulnerable low-income people, changes in the way we work, and declining rates of home ownership. First, I want the review to look into the effectiveness of retirement policies for vulnerable and low-income groups. As a government, we are deeply concerned about inequality and poverty levels that are, frankly, unacceptable. The government does have a plan to lift tens of thousands of Kiwis out of poverty and to make New Zealand the best place to raise a child. And we're committed to addressing intergenerational equity issues for most of our vulnerable families. And part of this involves the current retirement policies and how they're working for financially vulnerable families and low-income groups. And we want to know how we can improve the opportunities for vulnerable people now and for future generations. Putting more money in the pockets of hard-working New Zealanders is one way, but as you know, it's more complex than that alone. Secondly, the review will look at the changing nature of work in New Zealand. As you know, the workforce is rapidly changing with increasing self-employment, temporary and flexible jobs, automation. There is an increasing need for the government to understand how to best prepare people to adapt for retirement. And while we know that there is, we do have an ageing population, more people over 65 are staying in the workforce. And I want the review to look into the impact that these changes will have on retirement income policies, and we need to ensure that our policy settings keep up with how New Zealanders are choosing to work and live, and how we can assist them in saving for their retirements. Another way that things have changed is the falling rates of home ownership, and the Kiwi dream of owning your home is no longer something that young people feel they are able to obtain compared to other generations. Historically, New Zealand has had high levels of home ownership, and people who own their home are likely to have more options open to them when they retire. And the government's plan obviously is to tackle these housing inequalities, but it will take time. Therefore, as home ownership rates decrease, it's becoming more and more important for people to accumulate savings in other ways. And I want a review to look at how these declining rates of home ownership will affect government retirement income policies, in particular KiwiSaver and New Zealand superannuation. I wasn't originally going to talk about fees, KiwiSaver fees, but I think I should after some of the debate that we've already heard in the last 15 minutes, because they have attracted a lot of attention. We think while KiwiSaver is generally working well for the 2.5 million members, the fees charged by KiwiSaver providers can put a dent into accounts. And ultimately, I would like to see fees go down, and I'm interested in hearing ideas about the public's perception and understanding of KiwiSaver fees. In addition to the Retirement Commissioner's review, the government has obviously begun a review of the default provider settings, and I expect that the fees will be a significant factor in tendering and appointment processes for the next round for default providers, and the government wants people to get the best outcomes for the KiwiSaver money. I do want to make sure, though, that the default provider process isn't necessarily overtaken by a debate around fees alone. I've said this at a number of forums. I think if it gets dominated by fees alone, and that can sometimes be done by the media, then we're not having all the debates that we need to have, and we've already had some of that discussion around in this forum this afternoon, and I'd very much like to have more of a discussion on that as well. So just to finish up the formal part of the address, it is clear that there are a wide range of issues and topics relating to retirement income, many of which have been covered today by looking at your agenda. It's important that we continue these conversations, that we challenge each other in these conversations, and the 3-yearly review gives us an opportunity to take stock and consider changes in the financial environment. As I say, we need to have frank conversations about these, and the review lets you help shape that conversation. The government alone can't solve these issues, but we can work together with the private sector and non-government organisations, and I see the government's role as helping great work to take place and facilitating collaboration between organisations working in this area. And from a policy perspective, you have my commitment that we will do what we can to help people cope with life's uncertainties and prepare for retirement through savings and wise financial management. And I look forward to working alongside all of you in this room as we go through the process, the CFC process with the review. And also, I'm sure there'll be much debate around the default provider review as well. So with that, I'm sure there'll be plenty of questions. Maximise the time. I'm a former journalist, so no question is a silly question. Go for it.
Okay, excellent.